Welcome to the Christmas Crunch Podcast. It's only 41 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 14 of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is December dinners. December is a time filled with many activities. Our time runs short when it comes to cooking dinner every day. If you want to save money during December, plan your December dinners and don't get caught up in the "let's eat out, I'm too tired" trap. Take time to write out how you would like to make your December dinners. Think about your family and how you normally handle dinners. Do you cook meals in the slow cooker? Do you practice freezer cooking? Do you eat out? Assign different nights to different people to cook? No matter what your answer is, a little planning for December dinners goes a long way. We will begin by making lists to help plan out our December dinners. I encourage you to fill out the list, even if you only have one or two ideas to add to the list, allowing you to refer back to the list later in your planning. Favorites and ideas. Let's think about all our favorites and list out ideas for December dinners. On a sheet of paper or a corresponding Christmas organizing form, make a list of the following and place in your Christmas notebook. Slow cooker, Instapot, or freezer meal ideas, your favorite restaurants, and quick and easy meal ideas. In later tasks, you can refer back to your lists to help you fill in your December dinner plan. Now let's get to thinking. Make a list of 30 meals your family likes to eat for a quick and easy list to pull from for filling in dinners on your December calendar. Use the corresponding Christmas organizing form or make a list on paper. Place your list in your notebook. Once you have a list of ideas, fill in your December dinners on your calendar. Yes, I know you do not know all your activities yet, but go ahead and fill in your days in December. You can cross off meals when you have an event come up for that day. If you use an electronic calendar, consider creating a sub-calendar just for meals. Use a pencil if you're using a paper calendar so you can change things out. Next, let's look at the meal planning cards. The cards are something that I created to help me with my dinner planning, and I not only use them in December, but all year long. For those of you in the Candy Cane Club, you have a copy of the card in your forms file. Once you have printed them off and filled each card out, you can then file your meal planning cards in a recipe box or your notebook in the order you plan on preparing the dishes. Menu cards can help flush out the "what are we going to eat for dinner" dilemma. These are not recipe cards, they're meal planning cards. The information included on these cards are main dish, whether it's freezer friendly, the ingredients you need, and additional comments. Next, let's look at saving some time in December. Look over your meal planning cards or meal list and make a list of December dinner meals or part of meals that you can make ahead of time. Some examples would be browning all your ground beef up and placing in freezer bags and separating them into the amount needed for each recipe. Or you might try doubling recipes that you can freeze when cooking in November. Just remember to start this process well before the December rush. The last list today we want to fill out is a supply list. Make a list of the supplies you need for your December dinners. If you're making full meals such as casseroles, you may want to purchase metal throwaway pans. Other items you may need is different size freezer bags. Use a sheet of paper or a corresponding Christmas organizing form to make your list. With a little planning, your December will not break the bank because you're eating out every night during the busy holiday season. For more information on December dinners, join the Candy Cane Club via Patreon to get full access to all the materials in the Christmas Crunch, including over 100 pre-made forms to use in your Christmas notebook. Details can be found on ChristmasOrganizing.com. Thanks for joining me today. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is Christmas exchanges. I am challenging you to think outside the box and not just think about cookie exchanges at Christmas. And don't forget to join our email list and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find all the links at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.